Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, Carolina Panthers Chief Operating Officer Mark Hart said construction on their new team headquarters in Rock Hill should begin to take shape in the next several months. In an interview with Mayor John Geddes, Hart said they have over 1,000 people who have been cleared to work on the site.
Right now on site, we probably have a little over 200, maybe 250, and that will ebb and flow as we get out of the ground with steel. That's going to go up, of course. Different trades. When we get our peak and we're really running heavy at the end, it's going to close in on 1,500 people on site, getting that project done.
Hart said when construction began, they hit a layer of rocks and have now created a large mountain of stone.
The foundations are on their way to completion. We've got a lot of concrete poured. Have you seen some of the photos, which we post on Panthers.com? We'll have steel coming out of the ground.
Hart said Rock Hill is such a special place.
This can be really a place for tourism and destination visitors, not just daily destination visitors, but folks that want to spend a weekend here, travel from all parts of South Carolina, North Carolina. I think hats off to you and everyone here to really see the future of this area.
They have also done work on the Waterford Golf Course.
As we talk about that course and the rock and everything you're doing at Riverwalk and the Catawba, the trails there on the riverfront, everything that the Closes have done, you know, with the pump house and our entire community here with many, many people, we really think that can be an asset for the community, for all of us.
And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM, brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.